we mentioned last week that we want to try to start approaching some sugyos, the ma'aseh dikei sugyos in the sugyos b'tochen, based on the service a little bit that we have been discussing so far this month. And usually the shmuz, the rate of b'tochen, usually most of the time is mentioned siachus to parnosa, and then parnosa, making the parnosa. But avada, it's not yuchid afka to yinei parnosa. We mentioned this a few times. B'tochen is avada, negea, and we deal with all fears, all things, all dvarim that are matter pachad and yira, any matter sakona, any matter that a person is scared about. B'tochen is the mahalach, how to deal with that. And that's the first sugya that we want to deal with this week, maybe next week. We want to try to talk about how b'tochen helps to deal with fear, worry. Now, before we start, on Yimachim, this is my Mamuzga, anybody who has an unhealthy background in this area, someone who has anxiety, someone who has phobias based on background, based on historical background, the upbringing, certain traumatic events they went through. So this figure, at least the way we're approaching the B'tochen, is not something they could directly work on. Rather, B'tochen is part of what they need to work to cure themselves, to make themselves more healthy. But a lot of there's other avoiders, there's other chalokim that they have to work on. They have to be with their unhealthy nekudas, over their challenges, it's called, by themselves. In other words, you can't go directly to B'tochen because emotionally, in the Kodichas HaNefesh, they have certain things that don't allow them directly to go to B'tochen. That's what my mom was doing. We're talking about regular people, regular nitiyas of fear. Even someone could be a little bit more extreme, but as long as it's home of a healthy person, let's talk it. Let's approach this again. He mentioned in the beginning of his man, the psicha of the sugi b'tochen, that b'tochen is one of the chashuv things that you need. It's mamish, something that's wichtig, it's totally necessary. If someone wants to be a roish mishpacha, be a roish mishpacha, somebody whose other lives is totally on you, your wife, your children. B'tochen is mamish adover hanitzvach hanochutz ad moed. Yeah. And specifically, starting with this nekuda, this is one of the areas. A lot of my experience working with Seeing the Light for many, many years over here. So we saw the tremendous chesaron, the tremendous lack in this area. And we have to deal with the pchadim, the daigas in life. So unfortunately, many, many younger lives and their wives, we want to point out this vibe specifically tonight is extremely, extremely good. Ladies, extremely. Many aveichim and their wives, products of the Beis Yaakov system, they're really not holding what they're supposed to be holding in B'tochen. And maybe it's expressed itself by a tremendous chesaron, a tremendous lack, being people who could talk to be strong people under pressures, strong people in the relationship and the relationship, be productive people, even in their own chelik of life, and closer came to be parents for a lot of you. Let's still like this again. Pachad, daiga, person, if it's your person, themselves, the husband or the wife themselves, they have a pain, they have something that starts bothering them, and the mind starts thinking, the mind starts wondering, what could it be? Who knows? What else can I? Shoshes. Today it's very musty, you know everything is going on in the world. Talking about before Corona. Today everyone knows all the different names of all the different diseases and all the different machlis that there are. Culture came when a person is diagnosed with something. He's diagnosed with something, and something could be a rather the brain starts going wild. The person is panicky. Even without going so wild like that, basic. Your child, Hashem, we should all be grateful to many children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Child, the child is something that's bothering it. Something strange, he has a pump, part of his body. How do you react to that? A mother is expecting Baruch Hashem B'Shah Teva. You know, how many different complications? The pachad, the daida. Something that's going around in the neighborhood, something that's going around, whatever. And it's this role we're very, very common. We have, Hashem, we live among Doyen, Ben Shimon Zeven, terrorist attacks. Terrorist attacks. And it's scary. It's scary. Smoking those terrorist attacks. There's an epidemic going on, even before Corona. This is what was called the Mexican flu. There's measles going around. Yeah. Because, okay, now that there's Corona, there's no end, there's no stop to the things that can go wrong. Everyone knows Yadua, the Hagdara of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha. Okay, well, he calls this world Nevei HaTloyes. It's a path, it's a veg of mishaps. Keseder, things are going wrong in this world, things, threatening situations, challenging situations. And what happens is a regular, average person, Kosher Kane, a little bit of person, a little bit of fear to be nervous, constantly in a state of fear, of fears, concerns, nervousness, worry that takes over the person's life. Let's speak to Hemshis. It takes over the person's life. The talking about what to say about the sugya. So let's open up the sugya. We're going to talk more about Hemshech, how much it cripples a person. The sugya is the pachad of daiga and pachad and daiga. So let's see, where does this come into the sugya to talking? So let's open this up and you see Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas of Samach and Alav, a very sadistic sugya. Gemara and Brachas, Samach and Alav, is Mavur, this is a Shech Retire. What's the makom of pachad in the life of an Eved Hashem? Gemara says like this. Hahu Tamuda. The Havikazel Basri the Rabbi Shalu Tamida. Havikazel Basri the Shmuel of Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara doesn't say his name, but he calls him. He was a Talmud. He was going to be a Talmud of Shmuel of Rabbi Yosi. And he was going after him with a shuk to see it. Okay. He was in a shuk. That's what it says. It doesn't say he was in a shuk. I knew that. I don't know. He was in a shuk. Chazi the Kamafachim. The Rabbi saw that he was Mafachim. He didn't say what he was Mafachim for. Can you hear in the shuk? There are things to be scared about. There are things to be scared about. He was scared. Oh, my. Chatoat. He told it. He didn't do any chait except for the fact that he was scared. He said, "I'm like chatoat. You're chayte. Tichsiv. Pachtoin b'tzion chatoim." Pasuk Yitzchak says that chatoim have pachad. Chayte has pachad. Omale. He said to him, "Voksiv ashrei odam b'fachitom." He says, "What do you mean?" There's another pasuk in Mishlei that says it's a gavul b'gazach tam b'fachitom. It means the Talmud thought. It's a very sadistic tichashakritai. The Talmud thought that pachad in general is a good thing. It's something that's chelik of Avodas Hashem. It's a chelik of Anfi Yair. Perhaps the pshat is when a person realizes this is batlus, realizes this is anivus, klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes he's not in control of everything, so he's supposed to be pachad. He's supposed to be a positive thing for a person to be worried and to be on the lookout for what might happen constantly. He said, "You're making a choice." Amar Le'ahu b'divrei Tarekses. Oh, you missed it. The pasuk of Hashem of Fakatu is talking about Dafka B'Divrei Torah. We'll see in a second what that means. But this is a sugya atzuma. What's it saying? It's saying pachad is not supposed to be in the base of Avodah Hashem. Pachad is not something that's supposed to be. No, you're not supposed to be pachad. Pachad is not a positive thing. Pachad is one place. Where does the Torah praise the pachad when Tzegiah to Divrei Torah. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Divrei Torah? Rashi explains that a person is afraid he might forget his learning. The Mashal is Marachid. The Mashal says, anything b'negeya to Ruchnius, pachad is okay. He brings the Shalt Suah Taisus in Gittim. If a person is afraid, he has a certain Avera, he's afraid Hashem is going to punish him. Also, if it's based on the pachad from Hashem, where you see specifically Hashem is involved, or it's something Ruchnius, not like a Mashal, I might not be kind of a mitzvah, a person doesn't want to have pachad. But in Yoni Da'alma, physical things that are happening, B'etzem, pachad has to do with achayte. Achayte, what does it mean? What is it connected with chayte? Chayte means somebody, when a person has a chayte, he's distant from Hashem. So, a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you having pachad for? What are you having pachad? There's no mocking for a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu pachad. You don't have pachad. LMI, if you have pachad, can you read it? It's a root of chayte. It's a dilemma that you distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you are pachad. And the Gemara continues in Hemshech, the same type of Shakatari. I'm going to tell them another Maisa. Yehuda Bar Nosson, again, it doesn't call him Rav over here. It calls him Yehuda Bar Nosson. Yehuda Bar Nosson, Avishokil, Va'ozul, Basri, Rav Nuna. He was going Basri, Rav Nuna, Isnach, and he crashed. He saw it. Again, we'll see soon. He also, there's a Kinnear, the common mistake. He thought it was a positive thing. He thought to be a pachad, to be a daig is a positive thing. So Rav Nuna told him, Yisurin boy who got the Asuya and Avshay, what? You want to bring yourself Yisurin? You're going to stop in Pachad, Hashem's going to give you what you're Pachad about. Yisiv, ki Pachad, Pachadti, ve Yisoni, ve Asher Yagurti, Yavoli. Pasuk in Yir, when you're afraid of something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, we saw this Yisrael in Rara a few weeks ago, that when a person weakens his betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allows for Mikrim to come, he allows for Mikrim Roim to come to him. Vok Siv, Asher Yadam Afachad Tomit. The Yehuda Yasser, Vanuna, I, it says Asher Yadam, and to the same thing, I hope the debate Erickson. This is the first thing we want to shtal anek. Two mchosh from the kubis we want to pull out of this gemara. The first thing is, there seems to be a common misunderstanding that people think pachad is a fine thing, and people think sometimes they'll think it's even a positive thing. A person is a pachad, a person's extra scared, and being cheshbonis, what's going to happen, what? Mikan do rabel araisa. Pachad is not supposed to have Jesus rego. Real pachad will talk chargei gedorim the hemshich, but real pachad is not supposed to have Jesus a regel in the bais of Oyvan Hashem. It's for chatoim, it's for chaytim. Pachad is not a Yiddish thing, a terrific thing. No, pachad and daik is not a Yiddish thing. That's the house. Beis state. And this is you know, the why. We'll see the hemshich. We'll see the bitachin helps a person deal with pachad. When a person is close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When a person goes into the sugi in the hemshich, in the middle of the sugi b'tochen, we're going to see the hemshlama. B'tochen is what helps us deal with pachad and daima. We've spoken about this gemara about pachad. We showed that pachad is v'chaytim. Pachad is v'chaytim, as they say. Yeah. What about daiga? So someone a meridik rashi. Ksubis dafiru on the days. As well as ksubis dafiru on the days is talking about, and he plays the chazal, he talks about various foods. They have good effects. Well, it's talking about tomorrow. Dates is a very good thing to eat. Well, it says you should eat dates, shachris, arvis, sarai. It's very good. Well, it says in mevatel shloisha dvarim, it helps to stop three things. Machshava ra, chayvi me'ayim tachtoinis. So you think more. What does it mean machshava ra? Very abstract statement. What does it mean machshava ra? Zuch Rashi, you may read it to Rashi. Rashi is good, mung yonim. Rashi says machshava ra daiga. Where's Zuch Rashi? Te'inim amavatel daiga, I'm sorry, tomorrow amavatel daiga, Rashi says, because they cause a person to be happy, they're being told of a semecha, and it's a vatel daiga. But how does the Gemara call daiga? Daiga is machshavara. That's a bad thought, you know, think about all kinds of things we think about. A daiga is a possible attack. A person is obsessed with worries, fundamental with daiga. In the eyes of a Torah, Daiga is a machshavara. Pachad is for chaytim, and daiga is a machshavara. This is what we have to start with. My story is, if we have betochen, this is mafi in a pachad. This takes away a person, the ikar of a person's pachad, at least the pachad that seizes a person, and takes away the focus on daiga. Mavur told this a little bit. Earlier in the sugya of the Moran Brach, before that ma'isa, you just mentioned. Tomorrow tells over my son. Tell Rabbana. Umar and Brachis Samacham and Alf. Maisa Behilu Azokin. She brought the Derek. Bishoma Kol Tzvacha Beir. Omar. This is a classic case, very similar to a few of the descriptions I just mentioned. Maisa Behilu Azokin. You hear something's happening. Tzvacha's getting nervous. Who knows? It could be in my house. Kol Tzvacha Beir. There's an ambulance in my street. Something's happening. Something's going. Kol Tzvacha Beir. He wasn't only not pessimistic, he was muftachanish ain't the tech base. He was talking gomor that it's not in his house. All of our cuts of Oimer. Mishmua rolo yiro nochin libe betuach bashe. Here's a mafurish apostle. It says that b'tochen helps the year. Mishmua rolo yiro nochin libe betuach bashe. So first of all, Poshim shot. What does it mean, Batuach and Yishayim Zedetar Beis? The guy, the Chidush HaGoy, in him, it's called Sefer Minoyim HaBrochim. He brings down two pshat. He says, so Yesh Mepharshim. And it means he was certain that the Tzvacha wasn't his house. The fact that the Tzvacha wasn't his house, he wasn't Batuach. Who knows? When he mentioned the Chazon Ish, you can't be for sure. You don't know. But he was certain that the Tzvacha, that his wife, wasn't screaming about it. He wasn't worried about it. Agav state over here, you can mechanach Batuach in Yaz. You can mashtia Batuach in Yibnei Beisim. Hillel was certain that his wife wasn't screaming about it. That's Yeshem. Yeah, boy, when the near it, and he's been going back through, no, the attack is going on the issue, on the Tzara. Because, we'll see the Hemshech Lamar, mischar that he had betochen. We saw this episode once. With if you have a very high level betochen, that is poil that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a higher and hugger with you. He's annoyed with you lamala mi regular derech hateva. I can put him bashkocha protest. That caused the hill to have. He entered that zone where he was certain that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was poil betaka, that there wasn't a tzara betoch beisa. The more fears are Amar Rav. Kol heicha de darash de lahai kro. Mereisha was sefer midrash, mereisha was sefer midrash. This pasuk, you could darshan it from beginning to the end, from the reisha to the sefer, the sefer to the reisha. The Gemara says it in a few different places. Could go both ways. Now, we are saying, mereisha was sefer midrash. Mishmur ro lo yira matam, nochal nebe v'tuch Hashem. You could read it from the reisha, the sefer. The reason why you're in a matzav mishmur lo yira, a person doesn't enter a matzav for pachat, for potential danger, because nochal nebe v'tuch Hashem. But also, the same for the reisha midrash, nochal nebe v'tuch Hashem, then that causes mishmur ro lo yira. So, what's the Gemara? This pasuk, which is the center we want to talk about tonight, the talking that helps from here. The Gemara says you can read it. Mereisha l'seifa l'seifa l'reisha. Machalik l'shayin. Rashi means Rashi learned it's saying the same thing just two different ways. And the Rashi brings the Hashem the right that it's saying two separate things. The two takavon. Rashi over here goes the way the Gemara also goes like the Rashi brings the Hashem the right. But before we see what Chazal is saying, how would we read the pasuk? When do we feel certain? When do me and you and our wives? When there's a real fear, there's something going on, something happens, there's a swach in the ear, something happens, it's corona. There's a real fear. We'll speak about it soon, it's not even real, it's nice in a regular house. There's something to be fear about, there's something, there's a reglaim with Dovah, upon a mokum sofik. Yeah, it's a mokum sofik. So what would we say? I think we would all, the only time we would feel batuach is neither way Chazali. We would say, Nishmur rola yura. Only when Nishmur Rola Yira, only when you're not scared, because you did all the strategies. You were worried and you called all the people that you possibly could call. You did all the precautionary measures to make sure you're not gonna get corona. Then you could walk out, Nachal Liba Bituach Hashem. Oh, beforehand, if your kid has a possible something, a possible bump, has a possible hearing problem, possible eye problem. If you search out all the possible options, you go to all the doctors, you speak to all the professionals and all the medical astronomers that you possibly can speak to, then Mishmur Rola, then, okay, once you know the Mishmur Rola, once you take care of the Mishmur Rola, then Nochal Liba Bituach Hashem. Chazal had no tzad to be the pasuk that way. That was Zichr. That's a person who lives with Ampitah and Chalal. That's a person who lives with Kaychidoy Tinyodi. He, maybe he's not the Mechuvim, the Nezah trying to do this, but he lives, the way he lives life is that he controls the world and everything is up to Yara Odom. That's only the Mishmur. Chazal say there are two ways, and they're both true. First of all, Chazal will be the first person to say, they say, Shmura, you could come to a matzav where you're not afraid of things. Why? The Teilada is Mikhay Betach, not you strategize. The Teilada is Mikhay Betach. We'll talk, Avadi, you might have to do a Shtabit, because you have to do a Shtabit. That's also a mitzvah to do a Shtabit. But what creates that you're not afraid is not the Shtabit. For tonight, of what creates is because of Nochay Liba Bituach Hashem, because you live with the Tachat, you gave over, you live together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not alone. Shalom Aleichem, you're not living this world alone. If you live the world alone, it would be a scary world, it would be a Derech Hazorius, it would be a Mokam, a world of Hazorius. You're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Mishmur Ola Yira, that's Mirasha. The Sefer is saying something higher. It's saying sometimes, when you have Nochal Liba Bituach Hashem, that kufa creates Mishmur Lo Yerviyah. You go Misayf L'Resha. Sometimes, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, it was supposed to be, you were supposed to get hurt, but you got B'Schar. The Gaon, it says over this chat, the second chat, he says, B'Schar, that you're Nochal Liba Bituach Hashem, Mishmur Lo Yerviyah. We spoke about this yesterday. That Hashem Tzilcha. Sometimes when a person ups his level of Yitachin, he's so much, he's Zaychet to a Hecher and Ogen. That's the Gemara. That's the parallel to the previous pshat that the guy said before in Hillel that he was the maskon of the guy that he had the talking that the tzara was not the tzarich beisad. I'll go upon it. It's a sugya harucha over here that bitachon is supposed to help people with pachad. It's supposed to help people with fear. But let's go back to our sugya. I want to talk very little amount of this. And this is something that sits on my heart very strong. It's one of the reasons why we spoke about the Vatan and the Bitochen. My Nisoyan, dealing with Avreitim, the amount of times that anybody, and specifically a Reish Mishpacha, there's so many parts of me, Zichar has a wife and usually has a few kids, the amount of time that there are complicated things, things challenging things, things that a person could worry about and fear about are endless kipshutai. Are endless kipshutai. When a person enters an eight of pachar and daga, there are two tremendously destructive koiches that pachar and daga have. And I see this all the time. First of all, the pasha takes over a person's life. Pachar and daga, they're emotional koiches and nefesh. And they don't work with seichel. Emotion doesn't work with seichel. And they don't have gevurah. When a person enters a matzav, or he's worried about something, again, this is nice in the chol yom, maybe with fire tensions. Nice in the chol yom, there's always something going on. There's always, is it a bill? Is it the plumber? Is it the neighbor? Is it the baldir? Is it my kid? I'm getting in a fight with the ganenet. There's no end. There's no end. And then I just mentioned basic things that are really scary things. So first of all, pachad and daiga, they eat up a person's time. Both the husband and the wife eat up a person's time. And they eat up his echos achayim. They eat up his echos achayim. Eat up his koiches and nefesh. He's spending time and energy and his heart and worry. He's spending all of these on the pachad and daiga, which he himself can't take care of anyways. This is most of the average people. Aleph, Beis, this might even be more difficult, bigger than a bigger nezek. Beis is, right, in all these situations, in so many chashuv situations, we have to be able to make decisions. We have to be able to make decisions. And a decision, we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, next week more, and decisions require shikul hadas. And no, you're not supposed to go to your Rebbe all the time to get the answers. Your Rebbe can help you with that drocha, and a lot of times you have to make decisions without a Rebbe. You and your wife are the ones that the Essen Be'ikr are supposed to be able to have a kriach to make a achra. In order to make decisions about choshev things in life, so many choshev things in decision, you have to be able to have shikul hadas. You have to have that posure and stature. And when you're b'daiga b'pachad, you're mufka and gamri. You're mufka and gamri from any sort of ability to make any sort of achra. In the beginning of Corona, last month, I was going with sugar. So many, you know, like, what is the right decision to go back? Yeah, not to go back. I'd rather go back. Only the one between knows. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. That doesn't bother me. What people's decisions fall into Kadosh, it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the decision process. What bothers me is that there are people, husbands and wives, and the frat many times with the wives, they're more emotional. They enter such a state of lachat. Again, there's a real fear. The flights are going. We don't know. We might not be able to go back. The mind starts wandering. Who knows what's going to be? We could be stuck here forever. I'm asking. I have no problem. The tzad is, but in order to make a decision, you have to start making a shikul. You have to start weighing down the different studs. In order to do that, you have to have posure. When a person makes hishtadlus, when a person's calm, and he makes a shtadlus, it doesn't change. It doesn't enter into a state of panic. Because he knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when it's all on him, and it's pachad, and it's daiga, so you move God from anything. You can't make, you can't be shaykh of anything. There are already so many problems. This is a huge problem. How much did I see, first of all, how much time is wasted? How many in the light are not able to be able to invest the right time in learning? And the wives don't let them spend time on it because they're worried about this and that and all other things. And how many decisions, proper decisions that we're supposed to make that we can't because we lose totally the entire posture, we lose entirely Shadas, we enter the matzav of being a frantic mess. And if you're not a frantic mess, about Kaponim, you're zichur not in a way that you could weigh anything. This is one of the sugyas ikrius. I'm just one of the sugyas ikrius that we have to make headway in. If we want to be in a Reish Mishpacha, even in Yanei Chol, a person going out to work, of course you can't have a person is in Yanei Avodah Hashem. We're talking about the Hemshech. You need even a higher level of B'tachin if you want to designate your life it's totally to Torah. But like upon it, for anything, Hare, we need to develop a level of bitachon which helps us deal with pachad and daya. A baal bitachon, he realizes, where does pachad and daya come from? Pachad and daya usually comes from kinahuizvahasid. What's going to be? Hooray, I have. We better spoke about it for now two situations. We spoke about either like a 50-50 situation where there's a fear, I'm not sure if it's going to be me, and we spoke about even more than that. Spoke about a situation where even I'm ended up particularly, specifically, there's a diagnosis of something's wrong with my child. It's more, it's a daunting situation, it's even nicer, even, we'll call it a shasar, talk about that more, the future starts causing a person's mind starts thinking about it, and the process goes, so it enters a state of pachad and daiga. A pachad and daiga, which as I said before, cripples the person using his time right, and again, having the isha hadas to make sure you come to make the right starting, to come up with some sort of decision. The Baal HaBitachon realizes and he says to himself, can I control anything of an asid? Do I have any ability to control the asid? And if I do, if I'm going to make a shtavis, I'm going to worry, I'm going to call up all the possible people. You know, people say, oh, you have to be worried. If you're not worried, there's a difference between someone who's hefker and someone who's extra worried. Father, you can't do hefker. You have to make basic shtavis of other. You have to make basic shtavis. And in order to do that, you have to shatz the situation. But who is controlling? Who are you leaning on? Who are you being nishan on? The Baal HaBitachon, he realizes that he needs in life to put everything in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. After I make this shtavis, I need this school, I need this craft, this ability to put everything. If not, I'm telling you, you're never going to be prepared. Do you know what it means to raise a child? Do you know how many details there are in a child's life that could go wrong at any given day? I'm talking about my own experience. I'm talking about experience in the life. When you start worrying and you go through the mahalach of daiga and the bracha, which means you start trying strategically, trying to figure out how you're going to guarantee that your child is not going to be, there's no end. At any given second, where could he go? Could I leave him at a babysitter? Who knows what the babysitter, a young person, an older person. I mean, the stories are today, but flat the Americans. And yes, America is very much mashpia today. I mean, America is run by goyim, lives by goyim, and the phobias and the psychoticism that they're worried about, so many things, affects us so much. I mean, in America, Mishagat, they're worried about people doing molesting, mechula, and all these type of things. Of course, there's real stardom. But again, anything can happen. If a person starts going down that path, and I've seen everything in their life, you can almost show that. Imam can almost show that. You're never calm. The wife is never calm. The husband is never calm. Yes, there are fears, but a person has to say to himself, if I go down that level of fears, then I'm not going to have a function. How am I going to do what I'm supposed to be doing? How does any person, any relationship, function? He has one kid he's worried about. What about the five other kids? What about your job? What about your wife's job? If you're a Rebbe, if you're not a Rebbe, if you're learning, if you're a lawyer, whatever you are, how could you concentrate on what you're doing if you're constantly worried about what your kid ate, the friend he's at, the father of the friend he's at? He might catch this, he might catch that. There's no end. There's pushing no end. You can go with sugar. And there are people like this. And again, I'm not talking about the unhealthy people have anxiety, that's another thing. But even the regular people are basic, pachad and daiga. They take everything on their own plate, and there's no end. So a person has to say to himself, he has to talk to himself, and he says, there's no way I could be the one that could arrange the future. Who's going to arrange the future after this world? Pu'ulas I have to do, I have to do a shtavis. I might even have to shas up what's the basic level of fear. But pachad and daiga come because I look at my future as in my hand. And I think, okay, if I'm more nervous, if I'm more concerned, and I take the right steps, and I call up an awful lot of people, I take the right measures, you're never going to be yotzei dechai with that. The only aid is to be a high-functioning person, to be a functioning person, a person who could be the yisoid habayis, to be a yisoid for himself, to have yishav adas. The aim to go even is what the pasuk says, mishmu alo layir anochim liboy betuach b'Hashem. It's the aim to get. Let's talk about corona today. Let's talk about that. You want to try to come out of corona. I'm not going to everyone has to ask the rov what the right thing to do is, what's not the right thing to do is. But anyone who thinks that if they, when they take all the necessary precautions, they do the social distancing, when they do the masks and the right masks, the 16 masks, and that's going to guarantee everything. This is what happens. Some people, yes, they start banking on that, and what happens is they enter, and 1 second this guy was wearing a mask, all of a sudden start going sugar, get nervous with my kids and that. And when they start making, today you have to make a lot of very good decisions. There are a lot of very hard decisions. Sometimes it's a tzarech of the healthiest of the kid, and another kid is being affected by everyone's at home. And you can't even be shaken with stubborn, right? Because you're seized by a frenzy of fear and daiga. You can't even begin to be shaken with stubborn. It's not a mahalach now. It's not a mahalach forever. This is a mahalach. This is a galgal chayzer in Gan's life. It's not only corona. It's everything. Yes, you have to figure out what you hold the degree of sakon is. And based on that, you have to know, what could I go out and could I not go out? But pachad, hilchas ashtadlus, you have to know. Yes? But pachad and daiga, if they're controlling you and they're pushing you, you're mufka. You're not doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. It's the chetayim, it's a machshav ara. And also, you're not going to be able to be functioning the proper way. You're not going to be able to make the right decisions. You're not going to be able to function. This is a big sugya. This is a huge sugya. This is the sugya of bitachin. Bitachin, dealing with fear and daiga. And this is what you have to, we have to, minil day, we have to prove to our kodesh ha-nefesh that the word, they want to control things, they're never going to get there. You say, Abba, my son feared. My son's scared. This is what we spoke about at the beginning of his mouth. The bitachin is also on the kodesh ha-nefesh, the same. Kodesh ha-nefesh that is scared, there's a koyach in kodesh ha-nefesh called bitachin. We trust so many things. Mineu Bey, we have to realize that it's muchach, that the einziger eitze is to give everything to Hashem. There's a musig of a person, security, the biggest people, you look at them, you'll see, they can have 15 things going with their hands, and they have to go get a shear, they enter, it's not only a shear, it's a doctor, has to do a surgery, they're able to focus on, I don't have to take care of all the problem, because there's more, it has to be, that's giving me calm, no pachad, that is not going to get me anywhere. Have to be able to focus. This is the subject of Nochlein, Riboy, Betulach, Hashem, Mishmu, Allah, Allah, where you are. Pachat is for Chatoyim. Pachat is Betzi and Chaitim. Ashiyot and Mufach Chatoyim is only by giving Torah. And if you're right, this whole subject that we're talking about tonight, that Betochen is what has to be dealt with. Year, it takes a year. Mufush and Parshim, the Torah, the Fear, Bein, Yayna. Parsha Shoistim, it's talking about a Mechama. It says, the Pasuk said, Ki teitze la Mechama la'ezech, ver isa sus perechev am rav mincha lo'yisiru nehem. It says, the Pasuk says, lo'yisiru nehem. Yeah, it's a state. Mechoykes v'shayim. Is this a lav, or is this haftoch? The Rambam, Melchus Melochim, Perek Zayim, the Mitzvah Loisa say, if a Mitzvah Loisa say, Menches, he counts it as a lav, and the Ramban argues, and he says it's haftoch. But even the Ramban says it's a special lav b'shas mochama. Special lav b'shas mochama. The Ben Yoyna, the Jewishites of Ben Yoyna, in Shari Tshuva, Shari Shlishi, Ois Lamin, Aleph Lamin Beis, the Ben Yoyna learns that this is a lav kololi, that a person shouldn't be scared b'shas mochama. So don't Ben Yoyna. Because Harnu b'zeh, bring the pasuk he says from the chama. Who's harnu b'zeshim yira adam tiksara koyva. Any tzara that a person's in the chama is an example. But a person's in a certain matzah of the summer where there's an imminent matzah of danger. This happens very often. Tia Yeshua Hashem b'vavoy v'yiftach aleh ki'in shenema achkoroi v'yirei v'yirei av Yeshua k'in kos of mi'at v'tiri me'enosh v'yomu. What is the gazach? This is a cloud of this love. This is a love. When a person's in a sorrow, he's not supposed to be scared. But it ties yourself. Why should talk about this a little bit? But you don't have any paha. So the Pshat is receiving mehem. The Pasuk state receiving mehem. Because Peretz the Stipler talks a little bit. He's talking about the Rambam Shita, but it's Stipler and Parsha Shoyftim. He talks a little bit about this Parsha. And he says that the Pasuk and the Pasuk is not going to be in, but we could apply it to Rabbi Yen. When the Pasuk says, Lo'yisivim me'em, it means, Avada, the regular basic pachad, that means the alertness, the very fact that you're a Masa Muhammad, you make the shtab, the Savada, you're a man. But Lo'yisivim me'em, he says, when all of a sudden you see you getting extra scared because they have a bigger army, because the stats look more fierce and more scary. That's who put you right in the matzav with the chetzi sakana. It goes always 50-50. Okay, so make basic kishnamas. You basically prepared. Oh, but the extra fear because of the situation, how menacing the situation looks, that is a laugh. You have to have tzara kroiva. I'm sorry, it's not Yeshua kroiva. Fears, Shua Hashem b'lvavoy, v'yiftach haleh. You're supposed to bring, like we saw from the Chazon Ish, you're supposed to bring the Yeshua to him, and you try to even bank on it. Try to even lean towards that. Lean towards the Yeshua Hashem. It shouldn't be the tzara, shouldn't be kroiva. The tzara shouldn't be kroiva. The Yeshua Hashem. In the Rambam, he says, again, examples we spoke about in the Rambam, when he's talking about the Melacha, he holds it in the Melacha, but he says like this, read the Lashon Rambam. Mia ish, the paragraph says, Me'achash yekonis odom b'kishrei ha'mechoma, yishoyin al mikveh Yisrael. Mikveh Yisrael is Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the hope of Kal Yisrael. Al mikveh Yisrael meshia be'eis tzorah, v'yeder shal yichar Hashem u'oysa mechoma, V'yosin nafshei b'kapoi. Rambam holds it's topic of Muhammad. V'yosin nafshei b'kapoi v'lo yira v'lo yifachei. Listen to the Rambam. V'lo yichoshei v'lo yi b'ishtoi v'lo yi b'bonov el yimoche zichron miliboi v'yifane mikol dover l'Muhammad. The Rambam is a taich of how a person is nochen liba v'tor of Hashem. Yeah, if a person, in a matter where there is a real fear, a person starts thinking about all the problems of his life and the way men and ladies definitely work the way. You don't shit about it. You're going to start getting, my wife, my kids, what happens if I'm going to have to show them, I'm not going to make it back from Muhammad and you're, then you're not going to be able to be here before. You're not going to be present. You're not going to be able to put yourself into the Muhammad. So after Ramam, Yimoches Zichron Miliboin, at this point, when a person comes and he comes to Yeshiva, and a person, and even a wife, and a mother, when she has to go to work, or where she has to deal with another kid, she has one kid that's the problem. She has to right now zone out of all everything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want her to take care of all the problems. That's not her job. Take care of all the problems in life. Leave it up to me, Hashem says. Zone in on what you have to zone. Nochay liboy betuach b'Hashem. Focus on in the present. We'll talk about this next week, Bezat Hashem. They're focusing in the present, not trying to live in the office all the time. This is Lefido Ben Yoina, a laugh. I've heard it from the Torah. Because Baruch Hu expects this from every Yid. We have to learn how to develop Bitochen. And one of the places we have to notice this is definitely the Corona is definitely a good time to talk about it, but it's nice about Chul Yom. In times of Tzodei Sakon and Tzodei Pachad, we have to develop this Mahalas of Mishmua, Ror, Lo Yira, Nochen Liboy, Betuach Bashem.